to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to Wisconsin, and this is an anomaly of Wisconsin law that the Republicans are exploiting. There's a member of the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, chair, former chair, Frederick Prehn, P-R-E-H-N, Republican. His term expired in May. This is June. Pretty soon it'll be July. This guy won't step down. Claims he's still on the board. Governor Evers has appointed two new board members, as he's entitled to do. And only one of them is sitting. But the one that's supposed to replace Prehn can't sit, even though Prehn's term expired in May, May 1st. Why is that? Because there's an anomaly in Wisconsin law that says an old board member can hold over till a new one is confirmed. Well, what if the legislature won't confirm the new one? What if the legislature is run by a guy named Voss, who pushed through the lame duck legislation that says he's governor and that says he's attorney general, even though Evers and Call won those positions? And the Supreme Court said that's right. They have found a way. I mean, Prehn is sitting there and saying, well, I can't step down. Who will poison the water if I step down? We need more forever chemicals in Madison. We need to spread it to Milwaukee. Right now, we've only succeeded in putting it in Marinette, La Crosse, and Madison. But who's going to spread it around if I'm off? And who is going to get rid of wetlands, wetland protection, if I'm off? I'm not kidding. This is what's going on. You think you're an environmental state? A lot of progressives in Madison listening to this? Do something other than talking. This clown is still on there, Prehn. He's a hairball clogging the drain. He's got to get off. We have to bring a lawsuit to get him off. And you can say, oh, well, you can't bring a lawsuit because of Wisconsin law, baloney. The truth of the matter is that this is a deliberate effect to manipulate the results of a Democratic election in bad faith. And that's something different. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. Talking about clogged hairball and DNR. I think we got to be a little more forceful on the Democrat side and say, look, you got X amount of days to vacate. Otherwise, we're going to charge you rent. You know, you're not supposed to be here. Time's up. See you later. If we had somebody like, and I'm thinking of contacting Democratic Party on this, and number one, pushes legislation to all the money these people cost us. For instance, Boston is hiring these ex-cops for that investigation. If they fail to prove anything, say in 120 days, their party or themselves, it has to come out of their pocket. Now, that can't happen now because we don't have that kind of legislation. But trust me, if they thought there was a move for that to happen, and they knew there could be a chance of that, can you imagine how devastating it would be to the party who hates America? Can you imagine the depth? Because they do. They hate America. They hate the Constitution. They got to change that. They hate gun laws. They got to change that. I mean, go on and on. Pentagon, hate them. They had to get rid of Comey because he gets too close. When investigating Trump, they just hate this country. If people were taught how anti-American and costly these people are, starting with Voss, I think the American public, especially the Wisconsin voting public, would be shocked. Then people have no idea when they talk about these investigations what it costs the taxpayer. And again, your thoughts are always appreciated. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. As always, you've nailed it. And I'll tell you this. A court, now an appeals court, has said they can't use taxpayer money to gerrymander. Remember, 10 years ago, they spent $3.5 million of your tax dollars and my tax dollars. And I throw this out to everybody. I do this from time to time. How much did you pay in state income taxes last year? How about last 10 years? How about your whole lifetime? They blew $3.5 million to gerrymander of your tax dollars. They've blown hundreds of thousands of dollars on gerrymandering again until the court stopped them, and they're still appealing to the Wisconsin Supreme Court just to gerrymander. They're paying police officers, three police officers, $3,200 a month each to go around the state and go and talk to these poll workers and intimidate them. And they're paying this guy Gableman, former Supreme Court justice who served one term and didn't run for re-election because he wouldn't have won. They're paying him to be the lawyer. And I haven't read about how much they're paying him yet. Lawyers get a lot of money. And then they brought suit over, they attack the mask mandate, they attack social distancing, they attack everything. This is on your dime. A lot of this is on your dime. There is a state lawyer. He's called the Attorney General. If you think, if the legislature thinks that something is illegal happening, they go to the Attorney General and they get an opinion from the Attorney General, and the Attorney General represents them for free. He gets a salary paid, and so does his staff by the taxpayers. That's why he's there. And they routinely go to the same Republican law firms who charge him a lot of money, or out-of-state law firms with gerrymandering. They're using Consovoy and Mortara, out-of-state law firms, experts on gerrymandering, very expensive, very, very expensive. And then a local outfit in Madison to act as local counsel. Why local counsel? Because a long time ago, most states had a provision that said, if you bring a lawsuit in Wisconsin or in any state, there has, you have to associate a state lawyer. This is basically a full employment act for lawyers. So they get Consovoy and Mortara law firm, and then they get a local guy to read their stuff and stroke his chin and say, yeah, that looks good to me. I'll sign it too. This is all on your tax dollar. It's all on your tax dollar. I mean, and then I'll tell you what's on your tax dollar. We were offered $1 billion for Medicaid. Walker turned it down. And then he grabbed much of that from your tax dollars. You've already paid federal tax dollars. He double charged you. Then we were given $1 billion for trains. And he turned it down and had to pay about $50 million as a penalty for breaking the contract to look like he was a conservative. And then he promised $4.5 billion to Foxconn, Chinese company that never did anything. They cleared a lot of land, threw a lot of guys out of their homes, cost us $1 billion. And now to get out of it, the states decided to pay them $80 million on top of that. You know, I'm tired of this, very, very tired. Does anybody out there, I don't care if you think you're a conservative, liberal, progressive, whatever you think you are, Republican, Democrat. Yeah. Now, Luke, you have something to say, my friend.
Yeah, just some breaking news, Matt. So as we talked about last week, Joe Biden is coming to Wisconsin tomorrow, and it turns out he will be traveling to La Crosse, Wisconsin. So don't know exactly what it will all entail, but you can plan on Devil Radio being there in La Crosse tomorrow, I believe, covering President Joe Biden's event.
Terrific. Absolutely terrific. Strongly encourage it. Listen to Devil Radio. You'll have Diamond Crute and the gang covering that visit. Joe Biden to La Crosse, big deal. Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, former governor of Iowa, will be with him. Very important. That's Ron Kind's district. Ron Kind went to high school in La Crosse, and he was the quarterback of the La Crosse High School football team. This is a good situation. Very, very good visit. Okay, coming to the end of the show. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. Great show, great callers. Thanks for calling. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now. I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you.